Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lions shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering
Y'all off?
Yo.
All right.
You there, Brother Drew?
You on there? Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Sister Shonda, you on? Let me go back.
I can't hear her.
Okay, just a sec. Let me make sure.
Great.
Okay, Sister Shonda Young?
Yes, I am.
Just a second. I don't know what's happening on this keyboard.
Can you hear me, Drew?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't see Sister Shonda's number, but she said, you still on that show, Sister Shonda?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I don't see your number. Okay, then she's on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, greetings to you, Brother Dwyer and Brother Drew, And greetings to everyone that is listening in to us today. Today, we are going to continue to tackle our new task that has come to us, the making of the African American. So I just wanted to kind of lay out some areas of coverage that we will do as we do a Black History Tour here in the Dallas area and anywhere that people call upon us to deliver this message. What got us here on this subject is our course of observation. The observation of the behavior, actions of the African American. And so what we're going to do is we're going to point out some of those areas of examination that we took on under our observation. So the question that we are asking is a two-part question, possibly. And that question is, who was the first African American? This is a question that you'll get the answer to today. However, if you just want to see how many people have no idea what an African American is and where it come from, then please write the question down so that you could ask at least one or two people. And that question is, who was the first African American? Well, if you did not know that answer, then the second part to that is this person, this is what he said. He said, we asked the question, who was the first African American? So this question, this person said, he said that I am no longer colored and Negro. I am now African American and black and proud. First,
Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson is correct. That is correct. So the other people that were a part of that multiple choice question was Al Sharpton and James Brown because of the words that was said. And those words that he also continued on to say is that he's black and proud. And we see that as it has played out in the story of the African American. So Brother Dwyer today is going to explain to us a little bit on how number one, that we say it's number one in terms of priority of how we became African Americans, the making of the African American. And what he's going to do is to demonstrate to you today some of the things that were a part of our past and the present, and then, of course, fill in the fillers in between those time frames. Now, the first one is government. And I'm going to give you the definition that Google has given us. And just a quick note on Google is that, you know, I want to know, have you all noticed that you could type something into Google and it already finished what you're looking for? Yeah, and have you all noticed that you could be thinking something and then Google, you about to put it in Google and bam, it pops up? So what is that? That we can talk about that because that's a part of the new education that is taking place right now, the new paradigm. The Google is the new goddess, you know, and we all giving her everything. And so government, back to the subject. What Google says is that the governing body of a nation, state, or community. And I'm only going to deal with the first ones that's on Google, and then I'm going to read the sentence that is accompanied with this one. Let me read it again. The governing body of a nation, state, or community. And the sentence that goes along with this, it says, an agency of the federal government. Well, that struck me. That really struck me because even if you are a body of a nation, state, or community, you still are under the agency of the federal government. So, Brother Dwight, I think that that definition is an excellent place to begin. What about you?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Right there at government, and that's a compound word also. The most key word to government is control. It means someone controls you. And for us, to, just before we get into the government, I asked myself another question, Sister Shana, is that when we do this lecture on government, we should start with the people first. See, because the nation of people, when the first thing a nation of people do, they agree upon signs, symbols, and numbers. That creates a language. Then the next thing they get is a government. So when we ask ourselves a question, if we start in a chronological order, is who are these people that gave us the government that we have and everything that we learn, education, religion, beliefs, holidays, all of this was given to us. And we have to wonder about the stuff in 2018 that has been given to us. We need to go check the history out of the giver. Because, see, stuff that he gives us when he put us up under government and then told us what kind of education that we were going to get, and he took us there for 12 years, and you went through 12 years of that, meaning that you completed his system, then a brief history of these people is that these people, when we go into the 10th chapter of Genesis, you'll read that Japheth had some children. We're dealing with Magog, just that tribe called Magog. This tribe started in the land of Hell. Their culture was a Hellenism system. The land of Hell is known as Norway as we speak today. These people was heathen, barbarian pagans that were subhuman beings. This is the government and education that we have. This is these people's history. It's why I feel like it's most important, because this got to sink into your head. This got to sink into your noggin that you got a summa cum laude and somebody else's knowledge and school of thoughts that are heathens, barbarians, and pagans. And when we go look up those words in the dictionary, then it's going to tell you the Germanic race of people. It's going to point blank tell you that. These books was bought from the east to the west. We are only reading what these people brought over here and said about themselves. So it ain't no argument today, because you can Google Google, as Shonda just said. And it's gonna, I think I'm gonna put me a song and dance out. Me and Bella working on that called a Google Google.
I can hear that.
Google Google, yeah.
Baby.
So when you put that up, it doesn't say any colored nation of people was these heathen, pagan, barbarians. So we got the government of a heathen, pagan, and a barbarian. We got the religion and the education. So when we know this, then how we gain this is through observation of these people. Let's go to the government. So what kind of government did these ancient pagan people have? They had a democratic and a republican form of government. But they mostly believed into a national republic form of government. If you go back in their history, you'll see where when they split as the Ostrogoths, they was first Gauls. You're dealing with the Gauls and the Danes and the Norsemen, Leif Erik the Red's people that came over here. And when they came over here, they became the Angles, the Jutes, and the Saxons that hung out in Britain. These people that made the first 1776 changed their name to America. This is these people's beliefs, nation, and what they believe in. They ain't changed. They're still heathen, barbarian, pagan, and warlords.
And
you
Brother Dwyer, they are a corporation.
Right now they're a corporation. Now I'm talking about this is in the early beginning, and we bring it on up. These are the same people. They just do it in a more sophisticated way. Because, see, when we trace the history of America for 243 years, out of 243 years, America has fought 222 times. They only been at peace for 20 years, and they have went across the waters and invaded every country across the waters. This is their history for 243 years, the history of this America that some people that look like you and I are in love with. See, these people are warlords. You had to know what you're dealing with. And they rule their country up under a Masonic order in present-day time of the Scottish Rite Masons. But when we go back and look at their government, when they were setting their government up as in 1776 up under the Continental Congress, if you can Google and see that the American government is called the National Republic Government. And for so when this government is a National Republican Government, that's what it was set up first to be, got out of hand, and that's when it's going to go back to be when it ends. But we're going to park and go to 1870. But we're going to start in 1860 when what they call a North and South fought a war. Well, this North and South that fought this war was two different Masonic people. See, when this when the New England states started out over here in America, everything in half states, everything was a country. So because everything was a country, it was based, the country that you lived in was based basically upon your belief that you had bought from New England over here and what different religion that you had bought. In what we know as the South, these was what they called the York Rite Duncan Masons. In the North was the Scottish Rite Masons. One four-letter, one three-letter. Three-letter in the South, four-letter in the North. So you have to understand what that means. One say he's better than the other one. that's what they mean. But in 1860, they fought a war. In 1863, it stopped. And then the Duncan Masons had to make a peace treaty with the Scottish Rite Masons. The biggest problem was the slaves. This was in 1863. And so in order for the Duncan Masons not to come back in power again to fight a war against the North, the Scottish Rite Masons, they disbanded their slaves and made emancipated slaves out of them. During that time in Russia, were some emancipated slaves revoked against the Russians and got their freedom. The only place in the world that you can find an emancipated slave is in the United States of America, is in America, in the United States of America. Is no country has an emancipated slave as we speak. Nobody carries it on their constitution. Nobody but a place called America. And it's very important that you know, notice that your government.
What is an emancipated slave?
A emancipated slave is a slave that is freed up under certain rights of a peace treaty. And great-great-grandpa, I can just hear his voice right now. He was telling me something when I was about 7 or 8 years old. I hear his voice just as clear when he was explaining to me what a peace treaty was. The great-great-grandpa born in 1840, died in 1960. He said, Junior, he said a peace treaty was when they got us to sign peace treaties with them. He say it was, he found out, Grandpa said he found out that in the peace treaty, they told you how they was going to treat you. And you had to accept how they treated you. And if you didn't accept it, or if you broke it, they would kill you. So Grandpa said a peace treaty is only a piece of paper that tells how America is going, the government is going to treat you. And this is what we was put up under. So the way they said that they were going to treat us was as emancipated slaves. They ain't amended that yet. That's still, that's what, you see that word so important, that word, when you gave the definition of government, that word federal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that word federal is not state government. Federal government is America, who is a cooperation as we speak right now. It wasn't at first. When America first started out, it started out at Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with 72 Masons that was aristocrats. And the grand poutonnet of that, a lodge at that time period, was the first person that signed the Declaration of Independence and created treason. And the others waited 6 months before they signed. Well, he was the grand poutonnet, which is, that's the highest you can go in the Masonic order. Oh, that lodge, he had to be the first one to sign because he was the head of the Continental Congress. His name is John Hancock. He the first American. That's who the first American is. He the first one that says, I'm an American. I'm no longer an Anglo-Saxon, which he was. He said he was an American.
Hey, Brother Dwight, you remember that? You remember that old song? Put your John Hancock. Well, that was a financial company that was a
right.
Finance. So is this John Hancock,
right.
This power of this name that
right.
They had in the subconsciousness of the minds of the people of how secure they were in the hands of John Hancock.
Right. And see, that's where they got that John Hancock means your name with white folks when you come through their school of thoughts. This government in 1870 said it took them 7 years to decide what they was going to give us because I got one of Abraham Lincoln's speeches where he said that the black people, the slaves, he said, which he was just as he was one too, really. So we could trace his history that he had colored blood in him, a whole lot of it, to the point where they made fun of him in newspaper, New York Times. Like I got clippings from New York Times of cartoons that they made of him at that when he was running that with red big lips and stuff, and so when at that period in time when he said that the slave was a nuisance to white folks and white folks was a nuisance to the slave, he said either you free them completely or put them back in slavery. He said you can't put these people up on an emancipation like this of what this treaty had read of what they was going to do. He said it not to do us like that. But after he got killed, they put Andrew Johnson in, and it went through after 7 years. It went through, and this is what the government gave us in 1870 as emancipated slaves that we have now. But one of the key words now that is in the Constitution is you will be free but separated from your oppressor. Now that's very, very unique. He says you would be free from them with equal rights. You would have equal rights in the South. But you can see that the government, the federal government, didn't honor what they put in a bill for some reason, because they had state constitutions at this time period in the history of America, and the federal government left it up to the states to obey what was wrote in the peace treaty. But nobody never did that. And after Thomas Jefferson, when he died, no other president. You can see the falling away to what it is right now. That's why Trump tell you your ass when to go back to a national republic constitution, because the state constitutions have broke every promise that we had in the peace treaty that was signed for the Negroes and the colored people. And is there is. You've got to know what a Negro and a colored person is. Negro, those was the people that was the Creek Nation of people. What you call America right now, the Creek Nation of people own all of that land, all the way up until where the East Coast is, and that's where the Algonquin tribe was. The Olmec, the Aztec, the Maya, and the Incas on what they call South America, the Canaan Islands, Brazil, Jamaica, and all of those. Those was all Mex. You call them Mexicans now. That was that nation of people.
What I want to say is, and they all had a set of government where they lived
right.
in harmony with one another before
right.
this government came into place.
Existing.
Now, yes. Now, Brother Dwight, I know it's so much information that we're going to cover. That is why I just want to tell you all that what we're going to do is just cover a little bit of points of this information and just keep bringing it. What I want to do now is if we could just go to the second thing that we think is a critical point that we must look at. And it's so critical until Well, let me just read the definition, and then we can continue from there.
Education.
Education. And according to the Google Goddess, the education definition is the process of receiving or giving systematic instructions, especially at a school or university. And the sentence that goes along with that is a new system of public education. Well, I mean, the definitions that Google gave just blew me away, because I was able to just, when you hear those definitions, I look into them systems and see how these systems have put us under a spell, so to speak, that as you talked about, we have to go back and see what are the signs and symbols that we're under. And then they said that sentence really blew me away, a new system of public education. When did that come into existence, and who is the people that are under this new system? So education is critical to us all, because many of us have fallen under the educational system, thinking that is our only way, because that's what this system is teaching. They're not teaching any other way. It is designed to keep you in the practice of being a tool and a slave. And if you look into the Black Laws Dictionary, as we're working and going through these educational systems, mostly so that we could become an employee. And when you become an employee, according to their Black Laws Dictionary, it classifies you as a slave. And you could put that, go up and, you know, and find that information, that's the classification. So the education is a critical point of how you can measure a people by their level of education. Because when you have a certain level of education, there is a understanding that you have that goes with that education. And we are practicing a behavior, that's as I talked about earlier, where now we're very violent toward one another. Everybody is dogs, bitches, and hoes, and so our level of communication with one another is corrupt. We don't know how to communicate with one another, and so consequently we can't catch no understanding with one another. And forget about the support, because there will be no such thing as that as we are seeing right now. And for anybody that believed that you could have trust and love without having those other three factors in there, then that means that you have just really qualified to understand that you are a educated fool, because you don't have good reasoning skills. And that is a clue to what kind of education that we are receiving. So, Brother Dwyer, can you go ahead and talk a little bit about the education past and present?
Okay. When we look at the education, everything in a chronological order, we ask ourselves a question: where did the education come from that the American use in their school system? And when we studied that, we would find that it come out of the ancient Sophite school of ancient Greek. In ancient Greek, they had 12 schools of thought, and the first schools of thought, they killed out 7 of them. The first school of thought that they killed out is what we do now, and that was dialogue. We are up under the ancient Sophite school of thought, which taught Eros, Phalo, Agape, and Stogate. Those 4 schools of thought, the 5 schools of thought, taught a word called love, L-O-V-E. We are under that education system as we speak. Now, let's go up to 1840. So we know where the system come from. It comes from ancient Greek and Rome, when the people of hell conquered each other, and they became Greek and Rome. So we're in the Greek and Rome system. Signs, symbols, everything. The ancient Babylon is where we're in right now. Same system, same story, same game, same education. Education, we're going to fast forward, go to where it's most important time period in the making of a African American is 1870, and see what the good white folks say that they was gonna give the niggas for education when they made emancipated slaves out of it. I find it very interesting because what they gave us, we don't excel in what we first excel in, but you damn sure excel in that, and you'll find out as we explain this. The first thing that you have to understand, we have to keep everything Masons. You're dealing with the Scottish Rite Masons. The first thing that they said that they was going to give the Negroes was the three R's. They was going to teach them up under the three R's. That means that they were going to teach us up under the three R's, which is the three Ruffins in the Masonic Lodge. Well, you can Google that now and find out who the Ruffins was. And when you read who the Ruffins, and you'll find out that's who anybody look like me and you, we've been put up under that to the maximum degree of maxtivity. Then the next thing they say that they was going to give us, they was going to give the male, they was going to give him agriculture. And they were going to teach the female home economic, and then they was going to give us language, music, and TE. Now, let's expel on this because, see, this is very, 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 you have to understand this. They're going to give us agriculture and home economic, and if you was a slave, you didn't need this teaching here. You already knew it because you did it for the white folks. That's how they got their economics. But I find it very, very interesting that they didn't teach the male economics. Economics was taught to the female, Sister Shanna. It wasn't taught to the male because when I was in school, you had to take agriculture 4 years if you was a male, and if you was a female, you had to take 4 years home economics. And if your butt slunk down, yeah, any one of them subjects didn't put them projects in that you, but you wasn't graduating, not from Round Bunch or any other colored Negro school in that time period until after 1970 when they integrated. But if you went to a colored school in the state of Texas, and you had the black and gold, and you had the blue and gold. The black and gold was the NFA and the NHA. You had this. And one of the key things that I can see now in 2018 that haunted the male is they don't know nothing about economics now. They don't know nothing about economics.
Well, even agriculture, if we go back to that and say that, well, look at that, that's a whole story right there, because we've certainly been miseducated because we threw that away, and for whatever reason. So now here we are, we're at the mercy of other people because we're no longer growers of quality products. So that was a major, major mistake that we made by transitioning ourselves, many of us, to the north, and many of us, you know, decided that that was no longer a worthy way to rear our families. But now, because of that choice, and also because of the home economic choice that the female made as well, and there's a lot of things that have fallen into a very poor status right now. The status of those things is very poor. I don't think we're going to quite – let me just say something real quick. I don't think we're going to get to economics, but I know we're going to get it. But I just want to read the definition of it real quick, and we could read it again later.
But it says that economics,
the relating to economics or the economy, And the sentence that goes along with it says, the government's economic policy. So no matter how you look at this, it's going to bring us back to number one. Everything, every situation, and this is what you said. Let me share. You said that here's what they gave to the male, meaning they, meaning the government, and here's what they gave to the female. So I thought that that definition and that sentence was really something in respect to our current condition right now. So go ahead, brother, please.
Yeah, see, the men grew the agriculture. And the economics of the agriculture, the female, who was mostly big mama and little mama, that was your mama, big mama, and great grandma, I had all three of them. The economic part, they handled it in that time period. Now, when they was doing this with this system right here in the black communities, look what the hell we had as colored people that was Negroes versus African Americans. But look what we had when we went to this. When we knew this and we practiced this and we had this in our school systems, look how powerful we were. Now, when that was taken out of their school system, when they took this away from, and 2018, what do you excel in? Music and PE. PE meaning sports. Because in PE, that's where they taught you sports. Because I took PE. That was the last class in the evening. You either took PE, music, or band. But the most killing part of it, the last period and every evening when you was in elementary school was PE, and your butt was going to be PE'd. Because Coach Hopkins was going to PE you. You were going to be in physical condition. This man ran 10 miles a day around the loop in Crockett, Texas, till he was 98 years old. He died on the loop. Sister Shada, 2 years ago.
Well, you know what? See, you're saying that because, see, how we're going to be able to show all of this is how it's related and how you can't skip. You have to be in chronological order. So what I want to do, brother, is because of the time is coming short, I'm going to read the rest of the definitions, and then why don't we just come back and just kind of dialogue a little bit before we get off the air. So,
okay, whatever way you're running.
Okay, so number three is religion. And the definition for religion is the belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal god or gods. And the sentence that goes along with that is ideas about the relationship between science and religion. That's very intriguing, so we got to come back to that. And number four is health. And health says the state of being free from illness or injury. And the sentence that comes with that is he was restored to health. And number five I read already, which is economic. The relating to economics or the economy. The sentence is the government's economic policy. And number six is entertainment. The action of providing or being provided with amusement or enjoyment. And the sentence that goes along with that is everyone just sits in front of the TV for entertainment. I cracked up on that because I'm like, damn, that's true. Because my ass be sitting in front of the TV, too. let's come back real quick, and I would like for you to go ahead and just kind of briefly talk to us about religion right now.
Okay, religion, starting from the past, this is the religion, called Mithraism. It's an old Hindu religion, and it was by the Constantine was the last Promus Maxima in the ancient when they was calling it Mithraism, and whoever the new pope, what you call pope out there in Vatican, the new Jesuit, he's the Promus Maxima now. The religion came, when it got over here, came across the waters, the America, when they made it first 1776, said that their religion's belief will be angelic gospel teaching of the church, up under the high church, low church, and broad church, teaching of the Nicene Creed, the Apostle Creed, Tertullian Creed, which is the Nicolaitan doctrine. And so this religion got started, really, it got a deep history of nothing but paganism, because you got all the pagan holidays, and one is coming up on the 25th of December is this, and I always ask the question, who's the most celebrated black man in the history of mankind? The whole world, white folks, celebrate his birthday, and that's Nimrod. December 25th is Nimrod's birthday. This is why all of the people broke away from the Roman Catholic Church behind this. Everybody in the ancient world knew that that was Nimrod's birthday, that the Christians at that time period had changed and was celebrating it through Mithraism, to the point that on the 15th of January, you can go on TV, as Sister Shonda just said, and get yourself entertained with some knowledge, because they will have the Octodox Christian Church will be holding Christmas when they say it's supposed to be on the 15th of January. And so you can see that, but you had to know what religion that you got. For the one simple reason, your religion that you have is because of your number four, the religion of the African Americans. Christianity is the only religion that says you can eat anything, that you can break your dietary laws, even though it is written in their book that you couldn't eat the beast of the field, you become a beast of the field. So you and I can see from 1970 when you became, they put African American on the census, to 2018, look at everybody that's in America now, you obese, versus the people that was with Martin Luther King. Look at the people that was 20 years old that marched with Martin Luther King. Look how they look and how healthy they was versus what you're looking at now at 10 years old, at 5 years old, at 6 years old. I see the little boy just like wobbling going, they were no more than 5 or 6 years old.
Well, Brother DeWire,
this is why you got health problems. It's your religion.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you go back and look at this definition is clearly saying that you worship a superhuman controlling power. And so if you are being controlled by a superhuman controlling power, this not talking about no spirit. This said a superhuman. It ain't saying no super spiritual power. And then they said especially a personal, meaning you individually, this is your personal God or gods with the plural. So that means that there's more than one God. So if you under a religion and your religion is you making you believe that you are the only God in the land, then you still have a misunderstanding of what a religion is.
You got control of the mind.
Control. That's what it said. It's controlling power. Because I want to really point that out, because people say that they believe in the book, but they practice like they believe in the superhuman power, because the book tells the people not to eat certain foods. It gives them knowledge on when to eat certain foods. It gives knowledge on what herbs one should ingest into their bodies. It gives you directions on how you should eat in the season and what kind of pure drinks you should have. So people are doing the things that they're doing because they are under a super human controlling power spell. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a spell.
And economics, well, I mean, you know what, the economics in this system, for us to be talking about freedom, you cannot have a freedom system unless you are under the economic policies of this government. There is not a way that you're going to be able to negotiate around being in a policy with them. Now, that don't mean you have to live by their laws in terms of how you govern your family, because we already had an understanding that a government can be the governing body of a nation, state, or a community. And that is what people like us, we have the power to put a community government together. However, because it is economics, our economic part of ourselves, the relating economics or the economy in this system, you are still going to have an economical policy from the federal government. So go ahead, brother.
Those three definitions you read, government, education, religion, all of them got one word in there, control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
your mind got freedom is an illusion.
Right. You got to know your mind has to register that you're being controlled. And
well,
we're
being controlled, brother, I'm going to say this. Well, at least that's probably how we all feel. Well, at least we still got entertainment, because entertainment tell us that it's being provided for our own amusement or enjoyment, or it's for somebody else's enjoyment. And then, though, the sentence. Let's talk about that sentence real quick before we go. Everyone just sits in front of the TV for entertainment. Go ahead.
Economics. We can see that when we was Negroes that were colored people, our economics was basically agriculture, and we had our own businesses. But your economics right now is entertainment, either on the sports field, boxing, or wrestling, or cutting the food for a white man. Hell, I'm an entertainer, so you can't tell me, goddammit, I know what you're doing. So only 2-3% of the population of people can reach the status in entertainment to have an economics for themselves. Only, not for a nation of people that depends, they only economic you got now is entertainment. You can't make no money, big money, and fast money, not unless you're an entertainer. You play football,
yes,
basketball, baseball, tennis, running track. You got to entertain white daddy. He pay you real good. But look at the percent of the nation of people. You in that percentile.
So since it's entertainment, then what was that song you say? Googa wooga, a googa googa, a googa googa mama. What you saying? A googa googa. Check out the googa mama. The googa god has got the answer for you. Googa wooga, baby. Can you do the googa wooga? If you Google some of this information that we have talked to you about today, then you will surely find that Google has the answer for you, and it can verify us and just presenting this information. This is public information. It's available for everybody to see. Today we just wanted to present it to you in a way that perhaps could sink into your mind the magnitude that we find ourselves in today. the magnitude of how our behavior has gotten off of a course that had us going toward something that was much grander than what we see today. So do the Google Google, do the Google Woogle. Get yourself on Google, baby.
Hey, but before we go, Sister Chandler, I want everybody to Google Woogle this. I was doing some research for myself, and it said that I looked up. I was looking up Leif Erik the Red. That's what I was. I didn't have my books with me, so I Googled Leif Erik the Red. I found something out that I didn't know anything about. October the 9th, and you can Google this, is a National American Day. It didn't say United States, it said American. So we know who the Americans is. America's the 13 New England states. You see, and then America got some territorial states, some Republican states, and Commonwealth states in it. But this says October the 9th, I had never heard of this, because it's a national American holiday that's celebrated. And so I asked myself, by who? And then guess who this holiday is called? Leif Erik the Red Day.
Wow.
Now, the next question, they're going to give you this when you Google it. You have to ask, who in the fuck is Leif Erik the Red? Because, see, you don't forgot what they told you in one sentence in high school, in elementary school, in my case, that Leif Erik the Red discovered America. He was the first one over here. And October the 9th, 932, in the 9th century, 932, he was the first one. And America celebrates October the 9th of him landing. They tell you where he landed and everything. I want you to Google that. But I was just so goddamn curious. They classify him as the father of them coming over here. So the first God that came over here, this is how I got started. I had told him that Leif Erik the Red brought the first gods over here. And they got, you can Google this, it's all in there. Wednesday,
well,
Thursday,
cool.
And Friday.
Yeah, and there are elementary schools.
Right. See, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday was the first three gods that came over here. Wooten, Thorn, and Frigid. But in this language, it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the reason that you have prayer service every Wednesday night and you be in a circle is because every Wednesday evening, they lit a bonfire and got in a circle and prayed to Odin. And who is Wooten? And you got it in the church house. I find that simply goddamn amazing.
Yes, I surely do. I surely do as well. I'm telling you, it just keeps on getting better. So keep tuning in to us. Thank you, Brother Dwyer and Brother Drew, for having me on and allowing me to guide through this making of the African American. And we'll be back, and I'll be back again.
The second week.
The second
when you come
Saturday.
Back?
Yes,
okay.
The second Saturday of every month. Until that time, you all stay safe. Peace and love.
Shema Yahweh, Ya Abinah, Ika, Kamaria. The next week, Brother Drew.
All right.